Well, like many of you, my daily routine is topsy-turvy now. What if I looked at my calendar, how colorful it was because of all the various appointments and meetings and engagements. And so in the last 3 weeks, as a result of the COVID pandemic, our lives have become more isolated and quieter. So it dawned on me, okay, John, remember what happened to you a few years ago. You read the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Well, I've made a point to recall that, to remember and to reread the Catechism of the Catholic Church. And so what's beautiful about the Catechism, for those of us who are unable to participate in any kind of faith formation opportunities, this is a wonderful book. It's a wonderful summary because it looks at the kind of the four key elements of our faith. What we believe, how we worship, how we pray, and how we live. So the first part, of course, is not only what we believe, but who we believe. We believe in God. And the astounding sense is that God is three and God is one. Well, there's a beautiful part, which is Catechism of the Catholic Church, Articles 222 to 227, which speaks about what happens to people's lives who believe in God. Now, many of us have this sense, well, we have our own private God, or maybe we have a community of believers. But a belief in God is really reflective of Christ's great commandment to love God and love neighbor. So this is what it says. Implications of faith in one God. It means coming to know God's greatness and majesty. Okay, good. I believe in God. Fine. It means living in thanksgiving. It means knowing the unity and dignity of all human beings. It means making good use of created things. And it means trusting God in every circumstance. Whoa. To believe that a relationship with God is not just me and God, but we and God. And to always remember that. And I think remembering is, I think, the key in which we will be saved. And not only in terms of as a result of the COVID pandemic, but really the whole of salvation history is the importance of remembering. And so the beauty of dwelling in the Lord's Word, and especially as we, I think, appreciate more so because of the social distancing and lack of receiving the tangibility of our Lord in the sacraments, that I think we can also find nourishment just as profoundly in our Lord's Word. And remembering that He is a God of salvation and has implications for us in our daily lives. And so beautifully do we read today's passage from Daniel chapter 3. Now, what's the context of the book of Daniel? Well, it profiles the events of Daniel and some of the Jewish exiles in Babylon. And so recalling how God saved his people, even when they were far away from his presence in Jerusalem, that he was still with them. As well as more so, that scholars would say that the book of Daniel was written about the year 150 when the exiles have returned home to Jerusalem, but they are no longer overseen in terms of politics by a Jewish king, but by a Greek king, Antiochus IV Epiphanes, in which he imposed the Greek lifestyles upon the Jewish people. And so this is where we get 1st and 2nd Maccabees in terms of the great revolt, is the faithful were saying, we don't want to live as Greeks, we want to live as people faithful to God's covenant. So the book of Daniel is remind the people in the year 150, under Greek occupation, the Lord was with you even in Babylon, under the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar. And again, as I read about the Catechism, 222 to 227, that one always lives in thanksgiving, even in the midst of upheaval. And so here we have Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who do not worship the king as God, and therefore are thrown into this furnace to be burned up as a holocaust, but rather they are dancing in the furnace because they know, as we just heard, that the promise that the Lord will deliver his people. And so here, as we even are in our responsorial psalm, also from Daniel 3, glory and praise to God, that even in the midst of the great fire, this separation from God, that they believe in him, They know he is with them and he will deliver them, and they live in thanksgiving and also in praise. So can we see this in our own lives today? Absolutely. And I think the importance to remember. And remembering is not just a mere recollection or merely celebrating November 11th as Remembrance Day, as a fleeting memory, but the Jewish sense and even our observance of the Mass do this in remembrance of me, which goes back to also the celebration of the Passover, Exodus chapter 12 and 13, in which, as we will hear, especially on Holy Thursday, Exodus chapter 12, that Moses tells the people from God that they are to keep the Passover as a perpetual institution that becomes ritualized, so much so that part of the ritual will imply that the children will ask their parents, why are we doing this? To remember that the Lord saved us, to not only remember this from centuries ago, but the Lord continues to save us today. The sense of anamnesis, remembering in the Jewish sense, and even sacramentally, is to make present something that happened in the past. That the Lord delivered us in the past, therefore he will deliver us into the future. So just as the furnace was an occasion, which was an opportunity to remember that God delivered his people in the past and would deliver Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, so too the Lord will deliver us. And so it's so important that we do remember, that we remain and abide in the word of God, that the Lord will save us. And so let's remember to immerse ourselves in the word and even the catechism of the Catholic Church, now that some of us have more time to read, and not to see our belief in God as something that we refrain from, we feel abandoned. No. All the more reason do we abide in God. That our belief in God is not just something that we keep it ritualized, merely ritualized, or as routine, but it has implications for us today. To remember that believing in God means coming to know God's greatness and majesty. It means living in thanksgiving. That we are unified and we find the dignity of all human beings because of our belief in God. It means making good use of created things, and it means trusting God in every circumstance. So for those of us who are unemployed, socially isolated, mentally isolated, emotionally isolated, let us put our trust in God. Remember that the Lord will deliver us, so much so that we can be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to glorify and praise our God.